Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, always encouraging you. Make sure you set a spot on your radio dial if you're driving around the Beltway, anywhere here in Baltimore at AM 1570. We appreciate that. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. I have confirmed no less than one half dozen dates into April and into May. Starting things off at Pizza John's in Essex, I will have the Magic 8-Ball scratch-offs. I'm running low. Roz, send help. Send Monopoly. We need help. I got one more left, and then we will be in Toronto, Canada next week for the kickoff of Home Run Riches with the Maryland Lottery, as well as the opening day kickoff with Luke Jones. And then we're back on the 2nd of April at Fadley's in Lexington Market, and that will be Real Baseball. Second home game for the Orioles taking on the Red Sox. I've got some really cool games coming by that day. No one as good as Joe Castiglione, who once partnered with my next guest, who is moved his way up the charts from intern at Channel 3 in Cleveland television back in 19, all the way to being the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. Let's not forget the gaming part. He and his group provide these fantastic scratch-offs that we provide for pleasure. And we talk a little bit about awareness this month and big things. But my wife is aware, John Martin, that there aren't billions like Carl Sagan, but there's hundreds of millions of dollars. We got jackpots this week. We got home run riches and all that, but it's kind of rarefied air. Both of these are getting up on 400 or 500 million. That will get me to Wallea, as I like to say.
It will keep people interested, and I don't think anybody on the bingo card for today's show had Joe Castiglione. I don't think that anyone had
I
that.
think he was a guest on my show at one point, so that makes it even
I
more
would think.
touchy-feely. Yes.
I would think
I
so.
will find somewhere
Absolutely.
back here. I have a tape, and I mean a tape. I mean,
Oh yeah, reel to
two
reel.
wheel. Nah, come on now. I'm not that old. Although there is a machine at the radio station that I found that was reel to reel when I got here from the 50s. But nah, but it's baseball season. I brought up a great baseball name. We got home run. We got all sorts of things. But she's preoccupied with this jackpot thing.
You know what? We are starved for a jackpot. And again, just to give you a little bit of lottery recent history, not that anyone is too concerned about my life. It's not about me, Nestor. It's about the fans, you know that. But this year, this fiscal year, and our fiscal year, July 1st to June 30. So fiscal 24 last year, we had five, count them, $5 billion plus jackpots. This year, fiscal 25, one.
Okay.
So there's been a upheaval. There's been a disturbance in the force. And so when we get to things like hundreds of millions of dollars, people kind of remember, yeah, I remember that. Gee, will it get to a billion again? Well, we have fingers, toes, and eyes crossed that it will, because right now both are in those nice, comfortable, significant triple digits. And we're looking at the folks on the Mega Million site as we speak, and over $324 million, Powerball over $416 million. And yeah, that'll get you a nice little getaway weekend somewhere, I'm sure.
I wouldn't be greedy. I'd be fine with the 300. Now, Mega Millions, we're changing some things about this that will explain the math of it all, because it is very typical. And my wife is a player. When it gets to be big numbers, she'll put her $20 up and have a little bit of fun with it, and hoping to match a couple numbers, get a few bucks back even. But the Mega Millions, when you hit it, when it gets hit, if it gets hit tonight for $471 million, it goes back down to like 20 million. It goes to like a small number. And then my wife comes up and she sees it at Royal Farms or wherever. She's like, wah, wah, wah. That's when she moves to scratch offs or moves to a different game. Trying to get the jackpots up to that miracle three digits, where it looks like it's at least $101 million. Mega Millions has worked with the math on this, and I know they're going to be changing the game, right?
The game mechanics itself will not change. A lot of things that are on the periphery, it's still the game that the players know and love. It'll still be drawn twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. The starting jackpot, when it is won, will now reset at 50, 50, $50 million. There will be a little tweaking of the math behind the scenes, so that the jackpots grow faster. There are bigger average jackpots throughout the year. There are better overall odds to win any prize, any cash prize, and no break-even prizes, which means you're guaranteed to win at least twice the price or the cost of play pay the price of your ticket. And all of those benefits come with an added price ticket to it. It's now a $5 game, but to get all those benefits of higher starting jackpot, bigger average jackpots, faster growing, a built-in multiplier, which means on every draw today, if someone wants to multiply their winnings, they have to pay an additional dollar to get that. It will be embedded in the $5 price. And that those multipliers will be unique on each game you purchase. So if you bought a ticket, and some people do, they'd like to spend and get three or four plays, if you will, when they go in there. Each one will have a discrete multiplier from 2 times to 10 times that will multiply your winning all the way up to, but not include the ultimate jackpot. So we expect lots of great things to happen. That kicks off the minute after the current game on Friday. I believe that is, one moment, please. April 4th.
Okay,
So
so soon,
right after
2
that.
weeks. Okay, all right.
Right. So April 5th, you'll start playing for the new game, and that will kick off on April 8th. So all retailers are being educated on it. So you can stop by and talk to them about it. They'll give you more detail. Go to mdlottery.com in the weeks ahead. We'll probably have a big ta-da moment sometime in the middle of next week. So stay with the game as it is now. Jackpots continue to grow. And in the potential event that this current jackpot is not won, that 300, 400, 500 million, whatever it is at the time, we'll just roll over and we'll pick it up then with a new game.
And it'll go faster because you're paying $5 tickets. John
There you
Martin is
go.
here, Executive Director of the Maryland Lottery. I don't want to let this go because I've been called slow. Sometimes I'm a little slower on a concept. All that gobbledygook you just gave me, which you weren't reading, which is amazing. Like, you know this stuff. But the thing I'm getting out of it is there's no more multiplier. It's built in. Is that correct?
There is no more additional spend for a multiplier. It is now
Okay.
inherently built in. Correct.
Okay, that's what I took out of it, and at least that's my little egg. See, I do pay attention. I don't pay for much, but I pay attention. John Martin's here.
Which I'm sorry to talk over you there, but just to tie that up in a neat little bow, that means for your $5 spend with a built-in multiplier of at least 2 times, that if you win just on the mega ball, you'll get $10.
Okay, so 5 becomes 10. There's no $5 winner. There's only a $10 winner. I got you. Okay, home run riches. Let's talk about this because it's baseball season, and you're a baseball guy. I'm a baseball guy. We have a lot of fun as part of what we do around here. We're just promoting the lottery, talking about your events that we have some baseball mojo about us. I'm just gonna take your executive director hat, put your Guardians hat on or whatever.
Wait, there's a hat?
There's
There's an
several.
executive director hat?
No, there are several Guardians hats. I've seen them all. They have, they have different models now. I don't know if you saw that Texas Rangers hat, but it didn't go so well, especially in Latin America a couple weeks ago.
No.
I know what that means. I had good Venezuelan parents. For the season, anybody who is a baseball fan, and you are one, and I am one, and you go back to Sudden Sam and Louis Tiant and Colavito, and I go back. I had Doug DeSensei on for an hour this week, and we talked about the 79 home run, which is the beginning of Oriole magic. I was at the game that night. So I the thing about baseball this time of year is that it really does spring eternal, right? Like, I mean, for anybody who loves baseball, who gets to be our age, especially if your team has never won the World Series, I'm not picking on you, or hasn't won the World Series in 42 years, there is a point where this is fun. And I think for all of us who love baseball, we wait for it year long, a year long. Luke and I are so gassed up, we're driving to Canada to do it next week, but it's baseball season, and the lottery provides even more fun, I think, if you're an Orioles fan on a day-by-day basis. But for guys like you, we didn't need the lottery back in the day to collect the baseball cards because we love baseball.
We invite everyone at this time of year to visit our website and go to mdlottery.com and learn about home run riches, walk-off winnings. Last year's home run riches, bases loaded, was a very popular $5 fast play scratch-off ticket. You know what? That thing is still out there. So when you go to your retailer and want to purchase your home run riches, they still have an old rolling jackpot from last year that's still out there that hopefully will be won soon. And then we'll concentrate on the current walk-off winnings game. It is a little different game, and for people who are familiar with fast play, you know it's kind of an instant win, but it's printed at the self-service vending or the lottery terminal. It's not a schmutz-driven scratch-off thing that gets messy all over your
And
fingers
it's
and your
not a
lap.
sniffer, even though we're not going to talk. That's a holiday
No, it is
thing.
not scented.
It's not
Although
scented, but
pine tar, hey.
Delaware Valley mud. I know what it smells like because I've been around the umpires
Whoa,
back in the day,
whoa.
right?
We might
Rub that
get
on
me
there.
products. on the line. Someone get me
What would
products.
baseball smell like if it had a smell? I don't know. It could fresh
Horsehide.
grass?
Well,
I
you know,
don't
fresh
know.
grass, that'd be nice. That'd be very nice. Okay. See, now you got me thinking. Now you
Dugout
got me
smelled
thinking.
like sunflower seeds when I was a kid, if that means anything,
Well,
because they always
yeah.
they had to, I'm just saying.
Well, we're not going any further into the locker room because there are some smells that we don't want. I'm just saying, you
Coffee.
know.
There was always a lot of coffee
Coffee.
in the locker room. Yeah, back in
Leftover right.
You're making me
Right.
think
Lots of
now of
things.
my days back in the day when I covered baseball. But
But getting us back on track, if you go to
yes.
mdlive.com, look, check out Home Run Riches, you'll find out how to be the contestant of the game. Our first drawing, if you will be next week, and we will draw once a month for the next 30 days, and each contestant of the game will have a winner selected. You get $500 for that honor, and then during that game, when it has your name attached to it, and we had put all the names out there, so you'll be able to find where you are and what is your game, and then you sit there and you listen, you watch, you attend, whichever your preference is, and then every pitch could be a $500 pitch, because we will pay you $500 for every Orioles home run, should the bags be juiced, loaded, whatever. A grand slam pays $5,000, and I can't imagine being the contestant of the game, sitting there and watching it play out in real time, what the emotion must be. But we had a handful of winners last year.
So I'm going to be in Toronto next Thursday for the opener and on Friday. I will not be watching Masson. So I won't really know who the contestant is, but I can go to mdlottery.com and find out that contestant. And I'm going to tell you right, this is my prediction for you before the season begins. Ryan Mountcastle is going to cost you money, John Martin, executive director of the
Wow.
Maryland Lottery, because he's going to hit some bombs in April. I have a feeling moving this fence in a little bit, we get the home games beginning with the Red Sox next Monday. There's going to be a lot of home runs this year. This team's going to hit the ball. I think the left field wall moving in. I think, how much money did we give away last year? We're going to give away more money this year. That's my prediction is we better figure this lottery thing out because we're going to have to pay more money this year because I think they're going to hit more home runs.
You know what? That's a great question, and I don't have it. You know, next week
Seth
with whether
knew
I'm
the
here
number.
or
Seth, man, there were
designee.
like six grand slams or something. We need more
Yeah, there were
grand
like six or
slams.
seven grand slams, and
We
there
need more
were.
grand slams, more home runs next year is what we need this
Yeah,
year.
yeah. No, it was pretty. It was a you know, and that's the fun part of it. Yeah, each you're in the game. It's not just like you won a ticket or you won a drawing. You are physically, mentally, emotionally,
And you can
financially
win an
in the
unlimited amount
game.
of money, really, because there could be two grand slams in a game. There could be three home runs.
Well, yes.
I just hope they take you to the cleaners because the Orioles need to hit some home runs this
You
year
know
to do
what?
well.
I need to take some suits to the cleaners. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
I got to get new hangers. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. They got lots of things going on out at MD Lottery. We're doing the crab cake tour. When I give away these tickets, people ask me like scanning them and doing just download the app, and the app allows you to take any of these scratch offs and easily find out if you're a winner. If they're non-winning, you enter in the second chances. You do all of these things. John, I know you have some winner stories. I want to give you the floor here because we've done baseball, we've done all the changes. We got these huge jackpots. This is a big thing, but people really do win, and they come and they visit you every day, and they get to wear fun things, and they get big checks. And there's nothing like winning in the springtime, I think, being a big winner.
Well, I think people will win any day of the year. It just spring just happens to be a bonus part of that. But you're right. Go to mdlottery.com to get winner stories. Here's a couple I picked out for you. One will help us play what is now going to be a staple of these shows, Where in the World Is. So be ready for that.
I got
Get
to get my Google Map out.
your Rand McNally or whatever you Google Map. All right, for you kids out there. But here's a fun story, and it's an Upper Marlboro couple, so we don't need to find that on the map. I think that's pretty well spoken for.
I've been to the farm show down there, yes.
We have a $30 ticket called the $100,000 cash with a dollar sign where the S should be. So we get a little artsy on that. And the top prize is $100,000 for a $30 ticket. And that's typically not the top prize. It's typically a larger amount, but we like to bring the prize amount out and give them more. We load the prizes, as we say in lottery land here. So we have 60 top prizes and one lucky couple. Who enjoy playing lottery tickets kind of as a weekly diversion. You know, he buys them, she buys them, whatever. They sit down at one time and kind of scratch, and they had some nominal winnings. But we don't talk about nominal winnings here, do we, Lester? We go right above nominal.
Well, if they have to come and visit you, if it says CMD Lottery,
Yes,
then
yes,
they've won
yes.
something.
Yeah, so it was she was buying the tickets this time. I don't know who actually scratched it, but they realized they won. And then, as most people do, they look at each other and they go right to their app, their MD Lottery app, and they scan it there to make sure. Well, they scanned it multiple times on both phones, his and hers. And every time it came up, winner, winner, winner. So I think
So
that's better
hold on,
fraud.
that's even better. I should do that when I scan these out at Coco's next month. Somebody wins, scan it again. It feels like you win again and again, right?
Well, I don't know. I think they were just disbelieving. Gee, that can't be right. You tried on your phone. No, okay, yeah, it's the same thing. You tried again. But I would have loved a little back and forth there.
It
But
doesn't work the other way. When you don't win, if you keep
no,
scanning it, you
no, no,
still don't
no.
win. Yeah, exactly,
That's not a
right?
good thing. So here's the where in the world. You ready? All right. So we had another lucky winner again. MDLottery.com to get all the details. A Montgomery County. I'll give you a tease so you can start to hone in. Montgomery County woman won $50,000 Powerball, which typically means she had four of the five drawn plus the Powerball number. But she won it months ago, back in October, and now it comes forward. You have 182 days from when the drawing happens to actually claim your prize. And a lot of people like to take that time. The larger the prize, the more they want to make sure their affairs are in order. They've got the financial advice they need. There's no rush. It's not going anywhere. You've got the tickets, sign it, secure it, bring it here, and then the fun starts. So she kept looking at the numbers and again making sure they were correct, and they were, and came in here. She is from Burtonsville,
I know
Maryland.
Burtonsville. Burtonsville's in Montgomery County. You already told me that, but I've
Well, I
seen
told you it's
signs
Montgomery
about
County.
Burtonsville. I knew there was a Burtonsville.
So that's it. You're not even going to.
I'm always turned on when there's places I don't. I know there's a Madonna. I know there's a Texas.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to find some place that I don't know about.
Well, that's a whole nother story right here. That's
Well, I feel like
we
I'm
could do a
Johnny
week of shows.
Cash. I mean, I've been everywhere, man. I mean, I don't think I've been. Let me see if I've actually been to Burtonsville. I know I've seen the sign for Burtonsville, so.
It looks in my little crude research, it looks like a very nice little burb in between, kind of equidistant, but in between a lot of things there.
It's on 198 and 29. I've been through Burtonsville. My wife is Verizon's office is in Burton. That's why I know where that is. Okay. It's right on 29 south of Merriweather Post. Okay, good. I'm good. I
All
know where
right.
we are now.
Okay. All right.
Nice
Well,
people there. Yes.
and winners and lottery winners are there. So yeah, that's a lot of fun. And again, more and more stories about people who win second chance prizes, who win scratch off tickets, who win draw game tickets, all of that and more at mdlottery.com.
The more you scan it, the more you feel like you won, even though you won the same prize and it's a big prize. John Martin is here. Gambling awareness, we've done that a couple of weeks ago. Just want to give you a little bit of oxygen on that because baseball's ramping up. And I don't know if you know this, and I haven't mentioned this. They're playing basketball this weekend. Terps are
Wait, what?
involved. I had Walt Williams on the show. We did an hour this week talking about the Terps and talking about the NIL and the portal, which I'm an old guy, John. I'm trying to understand the portal, but
Yeah,
I do
I
know
don't.
this. We got wall-to-wall basketball, men's and women's here. And there's, I don't want to bring up Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, but we all remember that episode of bet, 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 bet. We want to make sure people don't have that going on because there haven't been a lot of games since the Super Bowl for some folks. There's games every day. We just want people to, this is still a new thing. We're two and a half years into being able to bet, bet, bet all the time. And there's a point where you, as the executive director, and everyone involved, saying, "Come on, take this thing back. This is supposed to be for fun. Let's make sure we're not wrecking anybody or wrecking your experience. And if it's not fun for you, you're probably doing it wrong."
My good friends at the American Gaming Association, the AGA, right down the road there in the District of Columbia, remind all of us that while it's fun this year, as it is every year at this time in March, the combined expected spend handle on both men's and women's basketball, over $3 billion bet through legal means. Probably an equal amount bet illegally and not being tracked. That's up from last year. Each year it's up from the year before. So what we try to do, and the AGA does a great job of it, is just remind people to play responsibly. But let's take that a little further. What does that mean? Because you talk to somebody, they're going to say, sure, I play responsibly. Well, do they really? I don't know. I don't know. So there are five tenets, if you will, to help people define and strategize on how they go about their sports wagering day. First off, set a budget. Determine how much you're willing to invest in it at that point in time, and then stick to it. Back in the day when I used to do this before going to the becoming the lottery director that I am, I would put that money in my right pocket, and that was it. When it was done, it was done. If it added to it, great. I didn't go to the ATM. I didn't ask anybody, my wife or anybody else. That was it. So set a limit, set a budget, and stick to it. Secondly, keep it social. It's always better to enjoy the games with friends as opposed to a singular activity. And that goes for a lot of things. And you can make the same thing. You're going to notice patterns here with other addictive behaviors. So you want to be careful and guarded on that. Know the odds. Particularly with parlay betting, it's sports wagering. Know the odds of what it is that you're making the wager on. And that goes from traditional lottery games, and we publish the odds on each and every lottery game out there. But when you're doing sports wagering, understand the difference between a money line, an over under, a three leg parlay, whatever. Just make sure you're aware and educated. Number four, play legally. Go to the regulated environments. And in Maryland, that's very obvious. You go to our website, we'll list the locations. Clearly, it's all of the casino properties. There are a number of mobile betting platforms. More and more in this industry, we're seeing other entrants come in, and they are not regulated. And we'll talk, that's probably a show in and of itself. I'm
Yeah,
not
I
going to
was
just.
just gonna say to folks, I mean, the number one thing about this and me being a spokesperson, an advocate, a sponsor, we do this is like the lack of safety in Dundalk in 1985 to be making bets with bookies and people and off the grid, there is a safety and a confidence level that the government has set up in doing this, which I talked about for 25 years or 30 years before it ever happened, that now that it's here. The thing that I keep thinking about are the people that I knew who used to gamble with Louis the bookmaker that now do it legally. This is a much, much better environment psychologically, all the way around for those who do choose to play and be involved in sports wagering and trying to win money and having some fun with it. This is just a better way than the way it used to be. And I'll say that just for the blueprint, for where the money goes and all of that, but just the notion that street crime, and I can't emphasize that enough. When people bring it up to me, I say, look, this is a good thing that the government got into this because it's regulated now. And I
Yeah.
believe that. I believe that.
And then the last one, just for people tracking it, and I know they all are, the fifth tenet, if you will, of that is keep your cool, keep a level head. Whether you win or lose that bet, it's not an open forum to online or in person berate, criticize a player, an individual. We made a decision a couple years ago in advance of the tournament to not allow prop betting on NCAA activities. And it's something that I'm proud we did. We were at the lead with a number of other jurisdictions in support of Charlie Baker and the NCAA putting out a similar request so that you got to draw the line. And to have a college kid, a freshman at the free throw line who bricks two free throws at the end of the game, and the team ends losing, and then having to go to biology, the class the next day, or econ, and be harassed and hounded because some knucklehead bet more than he or she should have, and now it gets a whole aspect of the game that is not a good look. So keep your cool, keep level-headed. I think being in a social environment helps. Setting a budget helps, knowing the odds helps. So all these things interrelated, and you can certainly get that information from the American Gambling Association website as well as mdlottery.com.
John Martin appears here each and every week to bring some wisdom as well as some education for the games and some responsibility for everything the Maryland Lottery is doing. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Encourage everyone to play responsibly. Have a good time this weekend. We got basketball. We got baseball on the horizon. They already started playing baseball in Japan in the middle of the night the other night with the Cubs and the Dodgers over there. I had several friends over in Japan watching baseball. I mean, if I had known about that, I might have been in Japan today instead of Toronto. But instead, I got the passport out. Luke and I are ready to go north of the border where we'll kick off Home Run Riches in Toronto next Thursday, as well as another season of Oriole Baseball. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, bringing the magic to you. We are Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.